Hi, everybody. Let me just tell you about reckless drivers. There's an uplifting topic. Listen, bottom line, if you're in a vehicle, you're at risk because people are dinglings and don't know how to drive. If you get injured, call David Femininio. You can pick up the phone right now. Speak to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
And a good afternoon to everybody. You know, David, that music doesn't fit the mood of the day. It just doesn't. I mean, I love Nat King Cole, but this is festive today. People, we have a lot of ground to cover, including the ridiculousness of the audio you heard from Aiden Hutchinson. Yeah, you're not coming back. Thank you, though. Thank you for putting that out there and making our life a living nightmare for the next 6 weeks as every half-drunk fan bumps their gums saying, Aiden said he's coming back.
It's possible.
Yeah, okay. It's also, well, we'll get to that. We're also going to get to Dan Campbell. We're going to get to the Lions because I want to reset goals. And I think there's a way we can all keep our sanity instead of having a Super Bowl argument. I want to have a different argument. But, David, I'd like to open the show with breaking news. Is that possible? Maybe. Breaking news from 97.1. And David and Kenny, I'm very surprised. I know Rico doesn't check his email. Dave, did either of you guys get the email?
No, I didn't see the email, no.
Okay. Well, congratulations are in order. Our very own Rico Beard has been selected by the Black Caucus and the Urban League of Detroit. Rico will be getting honored tonight at LCA as his crested quartership will be brought to the rafters. It is Founders Night tonight at LCA. So if you're going to MSU in Oakland, make sure to give Rico a hearty handshake. This is a big night. There's going to be a presentation before the game. They will be raising Rico's crested Q-zip to the rafters at LCA before MSU and OU tonight. It's marking Rico's contributions to high school athletics and college athletics in the state of Michigan. And he will be joined with several of his notable fraternity alumni tonight. It's just, Rico, I'm proud of you. I know you're very shy about it. I know you're shy. I know you don't really want to be in the spotlight, but this is big. This is a big night tonight.
So congratulations, Rico. Congratulations.
Exactly. Happy Founders Day.
Don't do this, David. Don't. I knew something was up. He sends me these cryptic messages like, huh? What?
I'm so happy for you, man.
Congratulations.
Yes. I'm going to be the opening tip. I'm going to be throwing the ball up in the air. Yes.
They're putting Rico's crested quarter zip into the rafters along with George Blaha's three-button jacket from 1992 and Johnny Cain's toupee.
I got nothing.
This is a huge moment, man.
This is a big night tonight. This is a big night at the LCA. MSU, OU, and Rico Iglesias Beard. Honored pregame, Black Caucus, Urban League, Founders Day. Rico, I'm proud of you. Really happy for you tonight. I mean, true or false? You're leaving early because of this. True or false?
You know what? That's still up in the air. I don't know.
David, why would Rico have a car service to LCA tonight?
Well, I just want to know if they're using the crest as the alternative logo for Michigan State tonight.
Honestly, you know what? They are MSU wearing black jerseys tonight.
Oh. See? You know why? Somebody was up in EL at Big Chief's office trying to get a uniform request for tonight. It's Rico Beard. Founders Night. This is actually, they should change the name of this series, MSU and OU. Mm-hmm. It should be called the Founders Trophy. Brought to you by Can't Name Rico's Fraternity. But right. It's a big night. We're pumped up for you.
Or how many founders. But you know what? Let's just roll with it.
Just go with it, man. Pumped up for you. They're but putting yes, Special K's old man glasses right up there in the rafters tonight.
They are going with... Thank you, David. They are going with the black jersey. So, yeah.
Okay. Why wouldn't they on Black Royalty Night? What other color would you wear? Or is this where you want me to play the NC State helmet drop?
Oh no, that. I mean, you know.
Now, serious note.
I've seen you hang out with TJ.
Wow. Unbelievable. No, serious note, because we will get to the Lions. But, guys, I have updates galore. I've got the latest on what's going on in New Jersey. I think we figured out what's wrong with Jerry Jones. We've also got one of the saddest things I've ever read regarding the Tigers. So we have a lot of other stuff, but the Lions definitely are going to take a big part of the show. But here's my question. You said this in Crosstalk with Doug, and I want to know if it's serious. Kenny's going to the game tonight? He hates OU. He graduated from there, but he hates them.
I told Rico if he got me like a Michigan State, like a T-shirt or a hat, then I'd happily grace the LCA with my presence. I need to wear some green, though, man.
So hold on. Just so I'm clear. You went to OU. You're rooting against your alma mater. That's how deep it runs with Campy?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, him and Evan.
Wow.
Yeah. Him and Evan just said slanderous things about me yesterday.
Evan didn't go to OU. Evan didn't run the radio station the way Kenny did.
You know what? You're right. You are right.
I will be spite watching that game.
Kenny's in the Oakland Hall of Fame.
Somehow I doubt that, but okay.
They don't want me, believe it.
So hold on. Kenny, you're not going to go on a night Rico's being honored. You're not going to go to watch your alma mater play Michigan State in what should be, Rico's going to be a sellout tonight?
Probably close to it, yeah.
I know they have the fraternity section. There's going to be an entire section of founders.
I mean, it's Rico's special night. Lay the 16.5. I'll go, for sure.
Kenny, I'm being serious. I think it's important you're there tonight.
I do, too.
Yeah, I'll go. I have no issue with it. I'm all about supporting Sparty tonight and our friend Rico here on his very special evening.
Now, Rico, are you allowed to bring a white guy to the game tonight? Or is that against, like, founders policy?
It's not against the fraternity policy. There are white guys in the frat, so... Kenny's
we cannot confirm that. So listen,
Kenny's
this is
actually
exciting.
Cooking for us. Oh no!
We got a good show planned for you. But yes, if you see Rico tonight, shake his hand. It's a big night.
Or
Rico,
just watch the game.
Are you going to wear the crested Q-zip down there tonight?
No, I am not.
How could you not wear it? They're raising it to the rafters.
Because once they raise it, you can't wear it again. It's like a retired jersey. It's done.
But
it's
those
it.
Aren't
it's
real
over.
Jerseys. The
it's
Pistons
over.
Have already organized this.
No,
they
it's,
have
going,
the in-
it's going right up there with Pistons greats like John Sally and, you know. And
Kelly Trepuka.
Right.
They're going to put Rico's, Young. They're going to put Rico's Q-Zip right up there next to Judd Bushler.
There you go.
All right. So
the alternators.
Oh, boy. But you're listen, nobody likes college basketball more than you. You are amped for this tonight. Plus, you're going to know three of every four people in that building. You know both coaches, both staffs. Hell, you probably had dinner with one of the players' families pregame. This is a big night for you. This is like your Super Bowl, in essence.
No, Mike, I only like a night like this because I get home a lot faster than driving back from East Lansing. And it's always fun because a lot of people in Detroit don't get a chance to make it up to East Lansing.
Is there an after party after the ceremony?
No. Yes. We're all coming to your house, Mike.
Good luck. All right. So. No, I wanted to have some fun. So exactly. Hosted by. He's on one today, buddy. Trust me. He is shot out of a cannon today. Listen, I have dealer's choice, and I'm leaving it to you and Kenny. David doesn't get an opinion because I know what he'll answer because David's mean. Do you want the latest on what's going on in New Jersey or do you want What's Wrong with Jerry Jones?
Hmm. I see in the show sheet I'm probably taking a stray on this one, so I'll take the New Jersey thing. I just read what you wrote there, Mikey.
Kenny, you are not supposed to be in the sheet, all
right?
Sorry. It's like looking for your Christmas presents. Stay out of there.
I have not looked at the sheet, Mike, but...
You aren't going to believe it. I want to know if you believe it, though. We'll do it next. We'll get a football today, bottom of the hour. Lions are definitely going to be a huge part of the show. I just wanted to give it a little breathing room. We did four straight hours yesterday. It's emotional. I've settled on something, though. I come to you in peace today. I come to you like one of the three wise men with some frankincense. I am offering peace today. I think there's a way we can all move forward with less consternation. And yes, we're going to talk about the Aiden thing because I think it's totally and utterly irresponsible and ridiculous. If you believe that, that's cool. You don't need to say it on a pod. You don't need to put that in people's heads. Because then we got to clean it up. Mm-hmm. God, I can't stand stuff like that. All righty then. We will get to all of the business. And don't worry, Kenny, we're talking Jerry Jones later. Don't you worry. We'll do it later. 97.1.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey, leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, we'll get to the Lions at 3 o'clock. Lots to discuss. I think I have a way to broker peace. Also, Las Vegas's reaction to all of your injuries. And I think the Hutch thing is a complete absurdity. So yeah. If you're going to peddle that here, I just encourage you to call a different show. The guy was limping into the stadium Sunday. Yeah, you're not playing in a month. But thank you for that. Just take care of yourself. You have a all-pro career ahead of you. You have a $200 million contract. You know what I don't want to watch? Hutch at 60% as the emotional leader, snapping his leg in half like a pencil. I'm good. We'll get to it at 3. Rico, you asked the question. I'm going to give you the answer. But first, ticket texts. What do you have, David?
Somebody guaranteed Kenny a hot bowl of raccoon gumbo, and he's all in for the game tonight.
I don't think that's available at the concessions.
Is it true that the Pistons are also retiring Rico's quarter zip this week? So he's getting retired by OU and the Pistons this week, someone said.
Yeah, it's really a house award. It's like when the Miami Heat retired the fan
jersey.
It's
just everything, yeah.
Yeah, it's more universal. Like, they put Elton John in the rafters. That's Rico's crested.
So when the Wings play there, they'll see the zip up there. There you go.
Yeah, it's right next to Ted Lindsay. Lindsay, Delvecchio, beard. Q-zip.
I hear they're handing out souvenir replicas of Rico's silver bowl to the first 500 fan. That is from Mike.
It's perfect. the old cucumber bowl. Oh, man. That bowl was a real movement. All right. So let's do this. You asked the question. I wanted to do this before we get serious with the Lions. Ready? I need all of you to tell me, do you buy this or not? A New Jersey mayor warned Tuesday that the troubling drone sightings over the state may be linked to missing radioactive material. Although federal officials say the amount poses no serious threat either way, Belleville Mayor Michael Mellum said the drones flying in a grid-like pattern over his Essex County township appear to be, quote, looking for something. What might they be looking for? Maybe that's radioactive material, he told Fox TV's Good Day New York. It was a shipment. It arrived at its destination. The container was damaged and it was empty, Mellum said. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission has issued an alert regarding a piece of medical equipment used for cancer scans that was lost in transit December 2nd while being shipped from NASA Cancer Center in Newfield in Gloucester County in southern New Jersey. The device was to be properly discarded, but its shipping container arrived at the destination damaged and empty. The item, known as a pin source, contains radioactive chemicals that I can't pronounce, which are used in PET scanners to calibrate accuracy. The radiation is deemed less than Category 3 on the atomic energy scale, which means unlikely to cause permanent injury to individual or contain a small amount of radioactive that would not cause permanent injury. News of the equipment caused alarm on social media, and some people are speculating the drones patrolling New Jersey skies are scouring the area for the radioactive waste. Rico, buy or sell? This is the latest on what's going on in New Jersey. Cat Williams.
I'm not buying this at all. Like, this is the best that you can come up with. It's radioactive materials. Yeah, that'll calm people down. We lost radioactive material. Yeah, that's what you want to tell people right before the holidays. Happy holidays and avoid that glowing drum of ooze. Yeah.
Hold on now. This isn't The Simpsons, but yes, point taken. David, buy or sell?
No, I'm selling. Selling hard. Come on, man. No.
0-2. Kennicott, buy or sell?
I'm going to sell it, but I would love to buy it because it sounds like the beginning of like the next Iron Man movie or something like that happening. I'd love to buy it, Mike, but
Tony
I'm selling.
Tony Stark and Stark Industries is providing the drones.
No, Mike, no. Kenny, it ain't even an Iron Man movie. This sounds like the next, you know, apocalyptic type of series on HBO or something where, oh, and we lost some stuff in New Jersey and now we've come to the end of days.
Listen, all I can tell you is this. They're not going away. You're not getting an answer. You've got thousands and thousands and thousands of tips on these tip lines. No one's willing to say a word. The government won't cop to it. There's a theory that certain levels of government, there might be 12 people that even have clearance to know what's going on. Therefore, the FBI wouldn't know, or therefore the White House wouldn't know, or 90% of the Pentagon wouldn't know. I'm just telling you, like, if this was some kind of like Rico Beard alien attack fantasy, I don't buy that. I think clearly they're testing something. I think it's data collection. That's what I think it is. I think they're testing these things to see what data they're collecting off the ground. Do I think they have payloads? Do I think they're, you know, strapped with bombs? No. But I just feel like, look, in the end of the day, the government doesn't care about us, Rico. They don't owe us anything.
Correct.
They've already made that much abundantly clear. So it's just the idea of maybe they're scanning for nuclear. I mean, New Jersey's got like 9 nuclear sites. Maybe it's just a test before they send them overseas into one of their far-flung wars that they're in that we don't even know about. I don't know, but I
but
can't
do you
stop.
Have
the
to
story's
lie to
too
us?
Good.
Yeah.
Yes. Come on. Yes, they do.
That's the thing. Like, this is... I'd rather you just simply say, you know what, it's top secret. No need to worry, but it's something top secret. Okay.
Oh, the old, we know what we're doing, we promise?
Yeah. Guys, we know. Quit calling. This is just a test. It's like the fire drill you had in school or the EEA system that we run here on the station. It's just a test. Don't worry. Go back to your regular.
Yeah, it's not a
program.
Real bomb. Right. This is just a test.
Right. That's where I'm at. But yeah, this, because yeah, that calms the fears. Well, we kind of lost some stuff, but don't worry.
Okay. Hey, listen, I wanted to provide the latest and greatest before we go down the lion's rabbit hole. People, if you're not obsessed with the story still, respect, not mad at you. I am. I can't get enough of the New Jersey drone story. Because it's completely absurd.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of thousands of these things flying over the state of New Jersey. I mean, come on. From on surface, imagine if this were happening locally. Imagine if they were centered around Metro Detroit. Are you kidding me? We'd be talking about this every day.
Yes.
Yeah. It's unbelievable to me.
But yeah, but this is... And for such a gigantic metropolitan area, mm-hmm. No answers, nothing coming up. If this were going on in the middle of Nebraska, Iowa, all right, you know, no one would care. New Jersey, New York, like these gigantic drones, no big deal. Well, we lost a couple things. The drones are just trying to help us find them.
And again, this happened just yesterday. A New Jersey pilot claims his drone spun out of control, lost power, and completely died as he directed it towards one of the drones flying in his neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To me, this seems like some type of an experiment that only 10 people know why they're doing this. I don't know if this is to see how people react to fear. It could be just that sadistic. Or, you know what? Can we knock out power if we need to in certain areas? That's what I'm believing.
I'm telling you. All right, David, a couple ticket texts, and then we're going to get to business. We'll do a little football today, and yes, we'll get to the Lions. I just wanted to start with a couple of fun things because, honestly, this Sunday was depressing. Yesterday was depressing. It's the holidays. I can't do 4 hours every day of Lions injury sadness, so I'm going to try to do something decent today and offer a way forward. And it's not going to be lying to you and making you promises like the Tooth Fairy that Hutchinson's going to be back and that everything's going to be okay. No, it's not okay. And even Las Vegas has responded to your injuries in a major way. But we're going to talk about, okay, how do we make it okay in the short term? What can we do to all rally behind it and chart a shorter-term goal before we worry about the longer term? That's what I'm focused on at 3 o'clock. David, ticket text.
You guys can laugh at it, but I believe it's true. These drones can sniff radioactive material. I believe it 100% true. That's what they're doing, Jody in New Haven.
But, Jody, the problem would be one medical device shipment. You know, this isn't a squadron of warheads. That would be the issue I have with this. You mean you would cause widespread panic for one piece of medical device equipment? Mm. Standardized, nonetheless?
Yeah. Brought to you, and trust the people who somehow lost this equipment to say, no, but it's okay. But it's powerful enough that we got a bunch of drones scouring the state. But it's just one thing, and don't worry about it. Yeah, everything about that says worry about it.
From Corey, he says the drone shut down an Air Force base in Ohio this past weekend. Yeah, something's up.
Ooh. Once again, David, normally when people say don't worry about something, that's when it ranks right up there with, hey, you know, I'm not a racist, but next thing out of your mouth is about to be something pretty
bad.
How
did you know Kenny just said, I'm sorry.
Kenny, I'm Kenny Cott. I've got plenty of black friends. Tell him more. You choose.
Oh, sell the explanation. Why have they
I love basketball.
Are you a fan of Tiger Woods?
Leave Doug alone. Doug sounded tired today. Doug needs a nap.
Sell the explanation. Why have they been spotted in almost every state? It's government bullcrap, and we are in trouble. Paul from Harper Woods.
Oh, Paul's going into the bomb shelter with about 3,800 cans of soup.
It's like an episode of 24. Where's Kiefer Sutherland when you need him?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I can't get enough of the story. Now, I gotta get up on the story about the Ohio base, but all right. Well, I got plenty of time coming up. Let's do the business. We start with football. We start with that disgrace of a Monday night double dip and issues around the league. We'll get to the Lions momentarily. It is 97.1. All right, let's touch the table. A little bit of football go around the league. Dreadful Monday night double dip. David Music.
Yeah, let's start with the Monday night games because we had two. No need for two. Two of the worst games, I think, on the schedule this year. But I think there are two things that came out of the game, at least that I took out of the game.
Kirk Cousins sucks.
That's one of them. And I truly believe I'm moving towards you all's direction. I think Michael Penix starts this Sunday against the New York Giants.
He has to. He threw another dreadful pick. They didn't break 20 points. They're terrible. And honestly, you drafted the kid. It may as well be what the Chiefs did with Mahomes a few years ago when Alex Smith was out and they gave Mahomes the last game or two of, I believe it was his rookie season. There's nothing else left for you. This is going nowhere. Cousins looks old. He looks immobile. He's done, and he's been bad for, 6 weeks now? Played a kid. Plus, I want to be able to make sure he's the starter so I can get Rico that Smedium Atlanta jersey. Squeeze him right into that puppy. He loves his boy.
I would like to say that, you know what, you're right, and Cousins is done, but they're not. They still have a chance to win their division, so I don't think Atlanta's going to wave the white flag. Atlanta's going to keep propping up Cousins out there, even though they know. That's going to come with a couple picks. I mean, he's basically Jameis Winston light right now. But if you go to Penix, I don't think you can sell your fan base on next year when you can still win something this year.
Yeah, but can I just say this? Yeah. Look, here's what he's given you the last five games. First of all, a QBR of 63. One touchdown, nine picks. The team's 1-4, and the only win is because you played the Raiders, who have quit. Rico, what if Penix is just better? All reports are he's turning heads at practice. What do you really have to lose here?
I know, but it's for some reason they don't want to put him out there, Mike. And if that's the case, had they lost the game, I think, yes, you go ahead and start him. But it would be hard to sell a fan base. We're just going to go ahead and think about next year when you're looking and saying, what if the Bucs stumble and we could win the division and then lose in the playoffs?
They just look pathetic.
They do, David. Don't get me wrong. That game was the perfect, there is a second game. It ain't like the first game was great, but at least Minnesota was entertaining.
Well, here's the other side of it, and the conclusion that I came with in the other game is that Caleb Williams is going to be ruined in Chicago.
Correct.
They have no one to block for him, and he's just out there just...
I'm going to say it again to you. You traded for DJ Moore. No problem. You brought in Keenan Allen. No problem. You signed DeAndre Swift. Now, it's a problem, but I'm not going to go crazy. You burnt a top 10 pick on a receiver instead of a tackle or a guard. That's the one. Ryan Poles should be jailed. Mm-hmm. You can't take Caleb Williams and not provide offensive line support. It is a number one way to wreck your quarterback. Rico, to me, I wouldn't be above firing Ryan Poles for the way this entire thing went down.
No, I'm with you because you're going to bring in, you're going to give this guy another chance to bring in another coach. And it's like, okay, I don't know what you're doing. And maybe it's because here in Detroit, we see what our general manager is doing and he's doing everything well. But you're right. In Chicago, it's almost like you're thinking, well, we're going to bring in a star and he's going to be great and we're going to put you on Hard Knocks and we're going to get the media behind you. And I kept telling people, like, that team is bad. No, it's not. You're going to see Caleb. Caleb Williams wasn't good at USC his last year. But somehow
he put talent there. But here's your problem. Rico, Eberflus never should have been brought back. Defensive coach.
Correct.
You need an offensive coach, an offensive regime, and you need an O-line. He did none of those things. I'm with you. Like, whatever talent you brought in, which he has, it is ruined when you allow an Achilles heel on your roster. And that heel is Caleb's running for his life. You can't develop that way.
Mike, there's only one thing that can save this Bears team, and it's the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. You take him in there, and I think he will see, okay, this is what I have to work with. Let me come up with something. Because I'll give him credit. He did that with Jared Goff when everybody was ready to write off Goff, and he was like, you know what? Let me come up with plays specific for Jared. And he and Jared went into the lab, and this is what we got. I think he'll do the same. I think they're going to go into the – if they're smart, your first three picks, O-line, O-line, O-line.
Agree. Rico, nothing you said is wrong. The problem, they have to convince Ben Johnson they're not dysfunctional. Good luck.
And can I also say this, and it's not quite there because it was years when it came to David Carr and he was seeing ghosts back there. But
oh yeah,
you have to deal with that now where Caleb Williams has to take a second. He's in the pocket. He's going to be seeing ghosts for a quick minute before they reset him.
David, here's the thing. You got a glimpse in the future. You just got to go down to Carolina and you look at Bryce Young. And Bryce Young looks like a young man who got thrown out there way too soon. And maybe, you know, he could be a reclamation project like you saw Sam Darnold with Minnesota and Jared Goff here in Detroit. And like, it happens that, you know what, I need to go to some place where they actually know how to play winning football and revive my career. But yeah, when I look at Caleb, all I see is you're just a younger version of Bryce Young, or they may be the same age. But you know what I'm talking about? Like, you're Bryce Young. They're the Spider-Man meme.
So I have another quarterback question for you, dilemma for the next season. And this one is right in your backyard, Rico. Should the 49ers wait to extend Brock Purdy?
Interesting you said that, David, because at the Lions game, I ran across a 49er reporter for The Athletic. And I asked him that question, and he said, yeah, they're going to go ahead and sign him. And David, I think you do. And it's for the same reason why I said the Lions should sign Goff. It's not like quarterback prices are ever going to go down. There's not going to be a Black Friday sale. You're not going to get an after Christmas sale, or it's going to get marked down ever. You're going to pay either today or you're going to pay 20% more next year. There's only about 12 to 15 guys who can actually do a good job in the NFL. Like it or not, I know Mike's going to say he's got a punchable face. He's one of them. If that's the case, you go with him. If not, if you go with a rookie, you don't know what you're going to have. Remember, this is the same people that said Trey Lance was going to be the future. So if you stumbled upon a quarterback, keep the quarterback.
He's not wrong, David. There's no slander. I'm just not going to pay him a Joe Burrow type deal. I'm hoping you can get him for more of a Baker Mayfield type deal.
Yeah.
If you do that, I wouldn't have a huge problem. I don't love him. Hell, I don't even like him. But bottom line, he's got a synergy with Shanahan. He's already taken you to a Super Bowl. You know how you got to do it. I think he's kind of Jared Goff-esque. Go for it.
So we're coming down to the last 3 weeks of the NFL season, but what I want to know from you right now, and I'll go through them, is the AFC field already set? Maybe some changes will happen when it comes to a division here for the AFC North, but you got the Chiefs, the Bills, the Steelers, the Texans, the Ravens, Broncos, and Chargers. Then the Colts are at 6-8 there. Is it set? Those are the playoff
teams.
Yeah,
pretty much. Colts lost to Denver, took them to about a 10% chance of getting in. Chargers only need to win one to get in, and the rest of that field is solidly in. So I would say yes.
Yeah, you're looking at 6-8 for Miami, Indy, and Cincinnati. Yeah, I think right now it's just where does the dust settle
exactly
with Denver and the Chargers. And I think Houston caught a break because they're getting the Chiefs, maybe without Mahomes. So that'll get them separated.
And we can close it out.
And somehow the Steelers are going to find their way in again.
Well, they'll be in. Yeah, they're in. They're already in.
They won't be in for long.
Well, no comment. So we always talk about, and you all know, that the season is probably going to have 18 games in it soon. But my question to you is, will we ever have a season with the number 2 in front of it, meaning 20-game season?
No, I think 18 is probably going to be the cap. I think it'll be 18 with 2 bye weeks per team. That's a 20-week regular season. You want to tell me they expand the playoffs or mess with that? I'd say yes. But I'm going to say no on 20. 18, it's a mortal lock.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes on 20, because if one thing the NFL believes, that you need more NFL. 17, you knew they were not going to stop. It's like the Big Ten, Mike. They're going to keep going until they get to 20. And they're just going to slowly do it because they think you need it. And the NFL never goes backwards. It's like quarterback salaries. We don't need 17 games, but we have them. And you know what you need more? 18. Oh, you like 18? Well, we're going to give you 20, and maybe we'll throw in a bunch of Monday night doubleheaders because you know you guys love that so much too. Monday night and Thursday night doubleheaders. The NFL is tone deaf when it comes to the fans, because I do believe that sometimes less is more, but they believe more is more.
Get ready for that Snapchat TV deal. Yay. That is your.
I thought you said something else.
That is your football today.
All right, 97-1. We're going to get to the Lions here. David, a couple of ticket texts as we just got done with a little football today. And the Lions thing, I'm going to do it a little differently today. I think there's a way we can maybe move it forward, right? This conversation of, are they going to win the Super Bowl? But that's just not where we're going today. Can they is dumb. Of course, anyone can. We've seen it. But yeah, going from 75% confidence, we're going to win the whole effing thing, to a 10% shot of even making it, where I'm at, or I heard Stoney say that today, we're going to have a different conversation today. I want to see if we can do the biggest step to making it. I think they have one pathway to getting there. One. And it's about the next 3 weeks. So, David, if you take a text, and then we'll get into it.
Yeah, someone says, please no on 20 games. We already have a bad 1 to 2 weeks to start the season. We don't need more of that.
Look, guys, Rico's not, I mean, I'm not, Rico, please, I'm not trying to speak for you. I'm making a point that, like, no one's saying we want it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to live in a fantasy. The league is run by greedy pigs.
Mm-hmm.
The players' union doesn't have a spine. Connect the dots. We'll give you more money. Right, but our players won't know who they are by age 50. But we'll give you more money. Brondo, it has electrolytes. The greed, they don't care.
It is the exact same thing David and I were talking about in the break. Another tone-deaf league is the NBA, who believes, we're just going to keep giving you more stuff because you want more stuff. It's like, no, we don't want another in-season tournament. We don't want you to reformat the All-Star game again. We don't want any of that because nobody pays attention. For the NFL, yeah, you're going to get more bad games, more bad matchups. But for every bad game, you know what they're going to highlight? Yeah, but you remember that Lions-Bills game and how exciting it was. Any game could be like that. So more is more.
Ready? I would argue for every 25 NFL games, you get one Lions and Bills.
Hmm.
No hyperbole.
No, scores in the 40s like the, yes.
No. Highly watched, entertaining, interesting, right? A good watch. For every 25 Bengals-Titans, every 25 Ravens-Giants, every 25 Raiders-Vikings, you get one Lions-Bills.
See, I would say, Mike, you normally get one good game a week. Now, you don't know if it's going to be the Thursday night game or the Monday night game, but normally one game a week is like, wow, that was really entertaining. And the rest are dog games. It's like college homecoming games.
Fellas, I wouldn't mind expanding the regular season to 18 or even 20 games if and only if preseason is eliminated.
Yeah, but look at what the Lions are dealing with right now, guys. I mean, I'll tell you right now, you can't do it with a 53-man roster. Mm-mm. You need these rosters to be at least 65 people.
I was going to say 65 or 70. Yep.
Okay, yeah, we're on the same page, Rico. I mean, and again, you would need to roll in second bye weeks. Guys, all I'll tell you is football's like ice cream. Oh, you can't get enough. Trust me, you can get enough. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need it. You know what made football special growing up? Knowing it was fleeting. Mm-hmm. That's why I loved past tense college football when they had an 11-game season. Why? You only get so much of it. You only get those 5 or 6 Saturdays a year that your school is a home game. They're special. Mm-hmm. You go to 20, I'm with Rico on this. It turns into the NHL or the NBA or MLB. Nobody cares. Mm-hmm. It's not for me.
Right, and that's you nailed it because it was unique. It still is unique, but I do think it gets expanded, and it's really the thing that nobody asked for because it's going to take your season all the way to President's Day in February around Valentine's Day, and it is.
Then free agency starts that day,
right?
And then OTAs, then draft prep. Then you get like 10 days off, and then it's training camp.
Wait, and the thing is, you're like, yeah, but I don't want any preseason games. But you had them. It was the Lions' first two games this year. They looked awful compared to how they looked for the regular season. The Rams game, you can't convince me if the Rams win that coin toss, the Rams win that game. They lost the toss, and the Lions never gave them back the ball. The Rams were hot at the end of that game. The Bucs game didn't look like the same Lions team. And then by week 3, okay, now everything's starting to click.
Well, how about this? Let me give you a prime example here. Now, I know the Lions are taking precedent, rightfully so. But take a listen to this. I want you to tell me what these numbers are. Ready? Mm-hmm. 19, 21, 22, 23, 25, 26, 28, 29, 30. What are those numbers?
19. Was that the points, the opponent's points?
No, that's every day football's going to be on during my effing Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Thursday the 19th, Saturday the 21st, Sunday the 22nd, Monday the 23rd. Oh, wait, we get a break, right? Yeah, you get Tuesday off. Then it's Christmas Day double dip. No one needs football on Christmas. Day after Christmas, do I get a break? Nope, more football. You get a break Friday, then it's Saturday, it's Sunday, it's Monday. It takes you right into it. It's too much of too much. Too much.
No.
God forbid we spend some time with our families. You know what I didn't want to be doing last year? And I'll shoot you straight. This isn't me being a boomer. Christmas Eve is very special in my family. You know what I didn't need? A 4-hour football game of Nick Mullins' head squeezed into a helmet, and I had to survive the Lions losing. And instead of spending time with my family and relaxing and listening to the musical stylings of Nat King Cole or Louis Prima, I had to be sitting there watching every play like a maniac on Christmas effing Eve. Go to hell.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
Well, Mike, I think I saw a stat to go along with yours. I think Kansas City Chiefs will be the only team this year that would have played on every day of the week at some point.
Wow. Okay, then.
You're right, because they played on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
They're going to be playing on Wednesday.
Christmas on Wednesday.
And
Thursday they've played to open the season.
Yeah, and again, we don't need to do phone calls on it, but if you've hit the football saturation point, I would love to know if ticket texters, is the amount of football you're getting on the amount of days too much, just right, or God help you, not enough. But for me, too much. don't need football every day of the week. I don't need it all through the holiday season. I'm just fine having it on a Sunday. Occasionally, they'd give you that little Saturday night game. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not the fun police. But I don't need it every single day. This is too much. Lions, we got to talk about it. I want to know if you're willing to subscribe to what I'm selling you. We're going to do it next. 97.1.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.